This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes. New campaign disclosure reports show major oil companies are spending heavily to retain tax cuts approved last year by the state legislature. The Anchorage Daily News reports BP and ExxonMobil each have invested more than $1.3 million to defeat a voter referendum aimed at repealing tax cuts. The group had raised $3.5 million as of February 5th. Former State Senate President Chancey Croft, who favors approving ballot measure 1, says it looks like the pro-repeal group will be outspent 50-1. Alaska Governor Sean Parnell says he was not threatening the Ketchikan Gateway Borough when he said its lawsuit against the state over school funding could shade or color reaction to community requests for state money for infrastructure. Friday, Parnell told the Associated Press the comments he made to reporters in Ketchikan about how he and lawmakers could view the borough's capital appropriations requests were not intended to be retaliatory. The Ketchikan Gateway Borough's lawsuit seeks to strike down required local contributions to school districts, saying they're unfair. An Anchorage judge is preventing the state of Alaska from instituting new rules defining a medically necessary abortion until a trial is held. Judge John Sudduck on Friday extended until at least late April a restraining order barring enforcement of the new regulations, which seek to further define under what circumstances the state will pay for abortions under Medicaid. Planned Parenthood of the Great Northwest filed a lawsuit last month seeking to have the new rules struck down as unconstitutional. A new public health campaign to eradicate fetal alcohol syndrome is in the works. For nearly a year, a group made up of lawmakers, mental health advocates, and Native leaders have been working on a strategy to bring down the number of babies born with the disorder. The syndrome can cause birth defects, nervous system damage, and psychological problems. The public-private partnership is called Empowering Hope. On Friday, Senator Pete Kelly called on his fellow lawmakers to support the initiative.
As we've seen with seatbelts, smoking, drunk driving, so many things, that the hearts and minds of Americans and Alaskans can be changed if we focus and if we identify a problem and we agree as a people that this problem needs to be dealt with.
One of the key ideas the group has for preventing fetal alcohol syndrome is identifying natural responders in the community who can assist pregnant women who might be likely to consume alcohol. The group also wants to help women identify their pregnancies as early as possible as a way of stopping drinking early. Kelly filed two resolutions in support of the initiative, but has not asked for state funding for the project as of this time. State Department of Fish and Game officials have restricted the use of off-road vehicles at three game refuges in the Matanuska-Susitna area due to low snow. Snowmobile and ATV use is restricted for the Susitna Flats, Goose Bay, and Palmer Hay Flats refuges, with some exceptions. At Susitna Flats, off-road vehicles will still be allowed along the NSTAR natural gas pipeline right-of-way and on marked trails to Figure Eight Lake and Flat Horn Lake. At Palmer Hay Flats, off-road vehicles are still allowed on the frozen Kinnick River and Wasilla Creek. This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes.